chapter, but it's quite a long chapter, so I'll read half first and then talk to you about that first half and then read the second half in a bit. So Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1. Like Steve says, we've been going through this book week by week, chapter by chapter. So last week we were in chapter 7, this week we're carrying on. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance, she cries aloud. To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all humanity. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips, the things I say, detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me, kings reign, and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me, princes govern, and nobles, all who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, let's ask for more help from God as we think about this together, shall we? Heavenly Father, we've already prayed this morning in the Anglican prayer that you would protect us from things that hurt us so that we would cheerfully do the good things you want. We pray now that you protect us from noises outside the building, from distractions in our own thinking, and from wrong desires in our hearts. Protect us, Lord, so that instead we would properly hear what you say, properly take it to heart and put it into practice, and cheerfully live it out. Amen. If any youngsters, young people want to come to the front, there's spaces on the front. There's a space next to Kathy's birthday. It is today, and the front row is all free. If you want to come to the front, I've got a few visual aids, a few things I'll be showing you if you'd want to come closer. In our series in Proverbs, this book in the Old Testament, we've been thinking that God does not make all our choices for us. God does not make your choices for you. Proverbs shows us God wants you and me to learn to think. And wisdom is what the Bible's way of right thinking is called. It's the way of learning to make good choices. And we become wise as we understand this world that we live in. We become wise as we learn to choose the right thing. And we become wise as we love good choices, as we've prayed in that prayer, that we cheerfully love the things God wants us to do. When God's people become like Jesus, he's using the book of Proverbs to make us the right kind of person, to be like Jesus in understanding his world, in making good choices in his world, and being glad to do what God says is right. So far in chapters 1 to 7 of Proverbs, the teacher has been the man, the father, and he keeps on telling his son to listen. But there's someone else speaking in chapter 8. Who speaks in chapter 8? Who is it who speaks in chapter 8? Wisdom, Lady Wisdom. So do you see, it says in verse 3, beside the gate leading into the city at the entrance, she cries aloud, and he said it's wisdom who's doing that, And then it's her voice from verse 4 onwards. It's a funny thing, isn't it? How can wisdom speak? It's like saying, cookery tells us. Cookery can't tell us. Cookery's not a thing. Or great football playing says such and such. Great football playing can't speak. Or it's like saying, science tells us. Science can't tell us anything. Science is what scientists do. It's not a person. So it's a way of speaking. Okay? Proverbs is made into a person so she can tell us. Like in a play or something like that, or a cartoon. And she has got some wisdom, has hard things to say. She says things we don't like hearing. She says things like, work hard. Because we don't like working hard. She says things like, don't act as though you're the most important, whereas we love to be first. So why do we want to listen to her? She is going to give us reasons in this chapter why we will listen to her, why we will want to be wise. And her teaching, as Steve pointed out from the first slide that we had this morning, wisdom is found in Jesus. So when we're saying listen to wisdom or learn to be wise, really as believers in Jesus, we're saying we want to follow our Lord Jesus. We want to hear from him. We want to learn to be like him. That's what wisdom is, becoming like Jesus. So first reason, let's see if this works, Chris. Wrong way. Choose wisdom because wisdom speaks good words. Look at verse 6. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. What she says is trustworthy. You can rely on it. What she teaches is honest. Verse 7. My mouth speaks what is true. She's not trying to trick you in any way. Verse 8. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. And people who are already learning to think, they recognize this. People are already learning to think. They know that Jesus' teaching is right. And it says that in verse 9. To the discerning, people who can tell the difference, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. So people already know. They hear Jesus' teaching. They hear wisdom. They say, yeah, this is right. I can see this is good. So that's our first reason, to choose wisdom. Because wisdom says what is right. And the next thing is that wisdom gives success. It helps us to be successful. Is that right? No, I think the next thing is wisdom. Wisdom helps us make good decisions. Verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. Prudence means making good decisions. Second half of verse 12. I possess knowledge and discretion. Discretion is when I can think for myself and I don't just do what the adverts tell me, I don't just do what my friends tell me. I can think in my own head and make a decision rather than other people choosing for me. That's discretion. And wisdom always goes with the fear of the Lord. Verse 13, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. That's because how this world works is not just about chemicals and weather and animals and stuff. The world we live in has right and wrong in it. God makes things the right way. So seeds, I've got some seeds here. I'll show you some more of these later. But there's some seeds. That seed is going to grow into a tree if it goes in the right place. But if I had a puppy here, what would the puppy grow into? Puppies grow into dogs, don't they? Yeah, seeds grow into trees or other plants. Puppies grow into dogs. That's the way God's world works. He's organized it like that. But also, God's world works with things that are right in the world, like justice. Justice means when it's a fair or proper decisions between people in a disagreement. That's justice. And kindness. So God's world works in a right way, seeds grow into plants, that sort of thing, but God's word also has right things in it, justice and kindness. And so that's another reason why we should want it. Wisdom will teach you teach you good decisions. Third reason is wisdom gives success. Wisdom will make you successful. Look down to verse 18, so over the page. verse 18. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. Now, who would like to have riches? That means lots of money. Who would like other people to think well of you? Not to look down. We like those things, don't we? But this says wisdom is even better than those things. Verse 19, my fruit is better than gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. Wisdom, when we understand God's world, the stuff that's in it and the way that it should happen, we do get better. We do have success and prosperity. So wisdom can help us to have clean water. You know, countries that have good science, they have less sickness, they have less poverty, they have better health. When you know how the world works, you can organize so you have clean water in your country. You can develop technology like telephones. That helps us to become prosperous. That helps us to do useful things. You can develop medicines that help us to live well. That's because we're understanding the world and we can develop those things. But if we're not wise, we will use all those things badly. We'll use them wastefully, or we'll use them unfairly. So in our own country here, although we have that technology for clean water, people who are running the water companies in some places are just allowing the water to become dirty because they're greedy. That's not because they don't know how to have the clean water. It's because they're making bad choices alongside having that knowledge. Last week, I talked to the adults from Proverbs chapter 7 about how phones can be used to harm us in the messages that they have on them. It's a brilliant thing, a phone. You can do lots of good. But if you use it unwisely, you can do lots of harm. Medicines can make us better when we're sick. But people also use medicines to hurt others because they're using them unwisely. So wise people will have success. That doesn't mean that wise people will always be rich and healthy. God will sometimes make us poor. God will sometimes allow sickness and sadness to teach us things. He wants us to learn through those difficult times. But when wise people live wisely in God's world, they can have success, and they will then use that success in a wise way. They won't use their money selfishly. So choose wisdom. Listen to the teaching of Jesus, because he speaks good words. Choose wisdom. Listen to the teaching of Jesus, because he'll teach you to make good decisions. Choose wisdom. Listen to the teaching of Jesus, because he'll make you successful. Let's read the second half of the chapter. So I'm going back to verse 22 on page 642. The Lord brought, this is wisdom speaking, the Lord brought me, wisdom, forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the world or its fields or any of the dust of the earth, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so that its waters could not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was constantly at his side. So at all those times, wisdom was there with God. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in the human race. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways, listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my door. So that's a way of saying that, you know, they're waiting for me. They're always ready to hear from me, watching at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me harm themselves. Those who hate me love death. So here's a fourth reason to pick wisdom, for Jesus' teaching. Wisdom is in all of creation from the very beginning. So just a couple of verses to show us that. Verse 22, the Lord brought me forth as the first of all his works before his deeds of old. So wisdom was with God before he made anything that there is. God used wisdom in making everything. So wisdom is, it's like, well, someone who knows about computers might come and tell me I'm wrong, but in my understanding, it's like, wisdom is like, it's in the computer code of a computer. You know, it's in everything in the computer for that computer to work. It's not an add-on thing, like a photo of the family you might stick on the top of your screen. It's not an add-on thing like a game you might put onto your computer. It's in the computer. So wisdom is in this world. It's been poured out into the world. God's wisdom is in everything. His right way of thinking, his good way of doing things. And that's why it's good for us to choose wisdom, to listen to Jesus' teaching. That's why it's the way to succeed. Because the truth of this world is not just stuff like weather and rocks and whales and giraffes and things like that. They are there. But the truth of that is bigger. It's also God's way of doing things is in the universe. He's made it with his wisdom. So for me to succeed, for me to do the right thing in life, it's not just that I've got to find out what Joel feels and follow my feelings. That's not the way to truth. That's not finding wisdom. For me to succeed, I can't just say, well, I've got faith, I'm going to declare it and it will happen. That's not finding wisdom. That's imagining that I'm king rather than hearing what Jesus says. God hasn't left this world in charge of angels and demons so that we've got to find out how we can deal with those spirit beings. God has filled this world with his wisdom and he still keeps making his wisdom work. So that's why we listen to Jesus to live well in his world. And then the last thing, wisdom speaks good words. Wisdom will teach you good decisions. Wisdom will make you successful. Wisdom is in all of creation. Wisdom delights and rejoices. Look at verse 30. When God made everything, I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in God's presence. So when people are wise, when they've got the character like Jesus, they rejoice. Wise people know how God's world works. Wise people know the right way to live. And wise people are always glad and delighting in God's good things. See there, it says wisdom in verse 31. I was rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in the human race. So delighting in God's presence, verse 30, rejoicing in his whole world, 31, and delighting in the human race. So if you're a believer in Jesus, it's natural for you to love learning about the world. My son was here this week with his family, and we got out this book that, so he's 28, but when he was 6, I think, someone gave him this enormous book. You see what it's called? Animal. It's full of amazing things about animals, and he was reading it to us, and we're like, that's amazing. Isn't that interesting? We were delighting in the world God has made. It is wonderful, the things in God's world. That's why Christians love learning about science. Science doesn't say there's no God. Science tells us about the world God has made and helps us to see how great it is. God has made us as people to love to learn about his world. So Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they were told to look after the world, to learn about it and to care for it. Wise people delight in God. They delight in his world. They delight in other people. I don't get this, but some of you are football fans. And you love all the information about your football team and who was the manager in 1942 and who was taken over in 1943. And you remember all of that stuff and what they were like. You delight in people. And that's a Christian thing. That's the way believers love God's world and love the things that happen in it when they're good. So part of being wise is delighting and rejoicing. So it's not just doing things with grated teeth. Some of you, come tell me if you've seen this before. Some of you have seen me do this in school assemblies. I said at the beginning, in each of these seeds, that's a tree in there. Isn't that incredible? God has made a tree in that. So if that falls in the right part of the ground and water hits it and the right things happen to it, we were to leave it there. We could come back 50 years later. It might be a tree as big as that archway. I don't know, even bigger. And he's made them with it. The tree, it's no good if those seeds just fall to the ground. They need to be further away from the tree they've come from. So he's made them so they've got these sort of sails. So watch this. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? The way they spin down. And if there's a wind, it will carry those away. Look again. Okay, yeah, that's right. Whee! They're beautiful. Isn't that clever? People have only just learned how to make that ourselves in helicopters, but God has made it. It's been there for thousands of years. And if we're believers in God, we will say, "Wee," or we'll say, "Wow." We'll see the good things in God's world, and we'll love them. We'll watch the TV programs about nature, and we'll say, "God is great, isn't he? Look at that stuff." So choose wisdom, because wisdom delights and rejoices. Sorry, here we go. Choose wisdom. Listen to Jesus' teaching for all of these reasons. Because he speaks good words. Because he will teach you to make good decisions. Listening to Jesus and his instruction in the Bible will make you successful. Successful in God's way. Not necessarily success that other people will choose. Wisdom, Jesus' teaching is in all of creation. That's why it works. We're living according to how the world really is if we are listening to Jesus. And this is the way to delight and rejoice. One very important thing at the end of the chapter, verse 32, top of the page. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instructions and be wise. Do not disregard it. And that means take no notice, ignore it, avoid it. 34, blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. And there's two choices here in verse 35, 36. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. Love from the Lord, good from the Lord. Verse 36, but those who fail to find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death. So choose wisdom, because the choice is between life and death. There is death road, which is wide and easy to follow, and there's life path that not so many people find. So choose wisdom. Listen to what Jesus teaches. And listening doesn't just mean, and you know, when I know children sometimes in school, when the teacher says listen, what you think is that just means be quiet. That's not what the Bible means when it says listen. It doesn't just mean stop talking, and it doesn't just mean hear the noises. Listen means hear what I'm saying and accept it and make it what you're going to follow. Make it what you choose to have in charge of your life. That's what listen means. And the problem is our normal way is to be fools and to ignore God. That is our normal way, to think we know better and to think that wisdom sounds too hard. I don't want that. It's not normal for people to accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. But when we come to Jesus, he is enabling us to start to accept God's teaching. He makes us into people who love wisdom. And he will do that as we keep listening, truly listening, to what he is saying. So, choose wisdom. That's the lesson from Proverbs chapter 8. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you have made the world with wisdom, and wisdom is in all parts of your world. We want to be wise. We want your good, reliable, honest words. We want to have understanding that makes us succeed. We want to live in the way that goes with how your world really is. We want to enjoy and laugh and be amazed at the way you have made things. We are going to choose to live your ways. Amen. Steve.